Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. This 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're broadcasting live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. To me, one of the most beautiful places in the United States. Amazing service here. And, of course, it's been beautiful here at the beach. And the Ocean Course, of course, one of the top PGA courses in the country, if not the world, and the finest dining, and ate at the Ocean Room restaurant where Chef Jason prepared a great meal, and it was absolutely amazing. Grass-fed beef, of course, is what they prepared for me, and it was absolutely fantastic. Thanks to the staff, it's been amazing. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now, so much we talk about with our health, and on this show tonight, I want to get into a little bit because pain is a big topic. And painkillers, pain clinics has become a big, big facet of medical care. And they're saying that some painkillers now are tied to certain birth defects. You've got to be cautious with that. Sad to see a lot of mothers who struggle with that type of habit. But women taking prescription painkillers, Oxycontin, Vicodin, and Percocet early in pregnancy are twice as likely to give birth to babies with devastating neural tube defects like spina bifida. A new study suggests, despite a double risk, researchers describe the escalation as modest since neural tube defects, which include those of the brain and spine, seldom occur. But with painkillers like these prescriptions, we're seeing it more and more. So they're saying we want to keep in mind major birth defects of any kind to about 2-3% of live births. So the risk we've identified should be kept in perspective, said study lead author Masha Yazdi, who's a postdoctoral associate at the center in Boston. Now, it's funded by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study was published online recently in Obstetrics and Gynecology. And the defects of the neural tube, which is the big deal, by the way, which typically occur in the first month of pregnancy. That's why folic acid is so important. If you're planning on getting pregnant, make sure you're taking folic acid while you're attempting to get pregnant, because many times a woman doesn't find out she's pregnant for about 5 weeks afterwards, maybe even six. And by that time, the neural tube, the main formation of that has already happened. So just keep that in mind. Prescription painkillers are second only to marijuana when it comes to drug abuse. According to a new government report, about 22 million Americans have misused these painkillers since 2002. So the prevalence of opioids among the pregnant women ranges between 2% and 20%. So with the widespread usage, they say, of these medications, we want women to know about this finding. So Dr. Dolan, who's a medical advisor to the March of Dimes, said, we need more of this kind of data so people can make good, informed decisions. Yazdi and their team used data collected during a 12-year span from telephone interviews with mothers within 6 months of childbirth. So although the study found an association between the use of opioid painkillers during pregnancy, they said it's really important that women talk with their healthcare provider about whether the benefits of treatment outweigh the possible risk. And you have to. You have to look at that. Because with birth defects, obviously, it's amazing to me when you start talking about birth defects with a future mother. Mothers are amazing to me, or pregnant women, which already are getting into the mother phase. Women will do anything for their baby. It's like mama bear and their baby cub. And you know what I'm talking about. So you could be under the worst pain in the world. If you think something's going to hurt that baby, you'll stop. I mean, some of the worst addictions you can see women just absolutely put it on the back burner. Why? Because they're going to massive protection mode over their little baby. Many do that, and I just hope that it continues to be something that we can see. And as physicians, in practice, it's so important to teach and to educate and to give that to them. I think it's just critical that we make sure to put that on the forefront so women are educated and they're informed so they can make the best decisions possible for their little babies and babies to be, babies that are forming. Pretty exciting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Pat now on the lines. Hi, Pat.
Hey.
Hi. How can I help?
How are you? I was wondering, a plant-based mineral is good for your distilled water, or a rock-based minerals are good for your distilled water?
Good question. Actually, they're both really, really good. And, of course, I'm a big distilled water fan. I think it's great for you, especially the whole house filtration systems water-wise makes a really good one. But I think that plant and rock-based both can be very, very helpful. It just depends on what you want to use. And, of course, if you're eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, you're going to get a great mineral content out of your food. But a good multi-mineral, even in a liquid form, I am a big ionic mineral fan, too, if you want to use more of a supplemental form. And H2O Minerals is a great company that does that. They're completely water-based. And so the body, it's readily absorbed. It does very well when taken with meals, and just seen some really good results with that. So great question, though. Yeah, but both plant-based and rock-based can be very beneficial. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, these are people and folks and professionals that believe the same way we do, and you're looking for someone in your area, check out our website or go to mylifestyleproviders.com. You can check it out there. Everybody always looking. We get all kinds of emails for that. People looking for someone in their area. Candy in Gulf Shores, Alabama says, I know this is not really a disease or anything, but I'm recently divorced. I've sole custody of my 5-year-old son, and there are a lot of things that he wouldn't understand or even know that led to this. All he knows is dad is gone. He stays hyper all the time at night and seems to have nightmares 2 or 3 days a week. This has happened within the past few weeks, and I'm really concerned. Do you have any thoughts? I do have some thoughts, actually. It's not a disease, but it's a challenge, an emotional challenge that the family itself is going through. And divorce is never easy, that's for sure. And with your 5-year-old, it's good to have, I would get some kind of counseling maybe. Of course, you being mom, talking to him, encouraging him. And I don't know the entire situation. His dad's gone, but if he's in the picture or if he gets to see him every other weekend, like a typical situation, if that's the case, it just explaining to him that his dad loves him and making sure that his dad is kind of that words kind of guy where he'll explain that and says that he loves him on a regular basis. Something like that is important. Communication is key. Reassurance at that age is even more important because you can't really change the situation. It is what it is. But you can create emotional stability through love and affection and words that are spoken. So there's reassurance, number one, that it's not his fault, which many kids can go to believe, but also that both parents love him dearly. And for you to speak great affections or great words about his dad, even if you don't feel that way, and hopefully his dad will do the same toward you to create a stable environment. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Live from the Kiawah Island Golf Resort, Kiawah Island, South Carolina. Absolutely beautiful place. Been a great day. If you're into health and wellness and you're just into unplugging and relaxing, it's a great place to take the family. All kinds of great events to do, hiking trails, biking, water sports, and just a great place to relax. One thing I noticed about this resort is very green. It's very just quiet. And it's a great place to just really get yourself back, to unplug from the world and just kind of hang out and regroup. It's a wonderful place. And the food is some of the finest dining in the world, some of the best chefs, and some of the best food you've ever had. So I want to encourage you, check out KiawahResort.com. If you're looking for a great place to vacation, I highly recommend it. One of my favorite little spots. Now we're going to go to the lines and talk with B. Hi, B. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm bothered with severe hypnic jerks at night, and I was wondering what you suggest for this.
Well, with restless leg, those kind of symptoms typically have to do with mineral deficiencies in the body. So calcium, magnesium, and potassium, I mean, a lot of the basic minerals typically get depleted in the body. Now, the foods that we eat on a normal basis, our soil is already depleted. Magnesium is a big one. So if you're looking at supplementation or something like that, you might want to go to your health food store and talk to the folks there. You can get a blood test and get a little profile done. But typically, even for RLS, it's subclinical, and you won't really see anything in the labs to indicate that. So increasing your fruits and vegetables can help. Drinking more water if it's dehydration that's potentially causing it. Now, the medications that they will give you do work, but you want to get maybe with a dietitian or someone that can guide you on the nutritional lines just to make sure that it's not coming from some form of deficiency that your body may have picked up along the way, because it's pretty common. And a lot of people struggle with that. Happens typically at night more than anything. But it is quite a challenge. You want to have a good set of team members that can do some evaluation for you. And I think that will help quite a bit. Just one little tidbit, if you're looking for calcium, the dark leafy greens are the best. You might want to check out vitamin D levels, too, on a blood test. A lot of times low vitamin D means that you won't be harvesting and using the minerals in the body. It's kind of the catalyst that makes all that happen. So that'll be a good item for you to talk to your physician about. Our food for the hour, we're talking about sweet potatoes, one of my favorites. And they're high in vitamin B6. Now, remember, food really can be our best medicine. And so many times what we put inside of our body literally can change our cells. So the question is, what kind of foods are you eating on a regular basis? Are you eating foods that bring health to the body, or are you eating foods that bring health out of the body? Well, sweet potatoes are one of those that bring health to the body for sure. It's high in vitamin B6, which helps reduce the chemical homocysteine, which homocysteine has been linked with degenerative diseases, including the prevention of heart attacks. Homocysteine is also a big marker for methionine, which can show the breakdown in your brain chemistry. So how well is your brain working? Look at your homocysteine levels. So they're a good source of vitamin C as well. Well, most people know that vitamin C is important to help ward off cold and flu viruses. Few people are aware that this crucial vitamin plays an important role in bone and tooth formation, digestion, and blood cell formation. So it can also help accelerate wound healing. It produces collagen, which makes the skin look more youthful and appear more elastic. Pretty cool. Now, vitamin D is also loaded in here. It's critical for the immune system. As we know, vitamin D is a hormone, so, of course, it's primarily made in our bodies as a result of getting adequate sunlight. You may have heard about seasonal affective disorder. Well, it's linked to inadequate sunlight, but eating your sweet potatoes can help in this area. It also contains iron, so most people know that iron's a good thing, but it's good for red and white blood cell production and resistance to stress, proper immune functioning, and the metabolizing of protein, among other things. So sweet potatoes are a good source of magnesium as well, and the relaxation of anti-stress minerals. Magnesium is necessary for healthy arteries, blood, bone, heart, muscle, and nerve function. All of these are absolutely critical. Now, they're a great source of potassium. So one of the important electrolytes that help regulate heartbeats and nerve signals, like other electrolytes, really, really important sweet potatoes are. And they're also naturally sweet tasting, where their natural sugars are slowly released into the bloodstream. Now, here's the deal. Also, their rich color, they're high in carotenoids, like beta-carotene. And these carotenoids are technically, and through research, they say, can help ward off cancer and protect against the effects of aging. Studies at Harvard University of more than 120,000 people showed a 32% reduction in risk of lung cancer in people who consumed a variety of carotenoid-rich foods as part of the regular diet. Now, another study of women who had completed treatment for early-stage breast cancer conducted by researchers at the Women's Healthy Eating and Living Center found that women with the highest blood concentrations of carotenoids had the least likelihood of cancer recurrence. So they're also versatile. Try them roasted, pureed, steamed, baked, or grilled. One of my favorites with these in sweet potatoes, you cut them up like potato chips, and you get some coconut oil, and you put it in a skillet, and then you add, actually let them just kind of cook with the coconut oil until they soften up. They'll get a little bit crispy. They are amazing. So throw a little sea salt in there, and you're good to go. You can also bake them that way, and you can glaze them with the coconut oil. It's pretty amazing on how that tastes. But sweet potatoes are phenomenal for your overall health. They are actual foods that I think, and studies have shown, that bring health to the body. Absolutely amazing. Coming up, we have an interview on the Kiawah Island Golf Resort, live with our broadcast here tonight. Kiawah Island, we've got triathlon and marathon representative for special events and recreation, Beth Puckett. She's going to be with us talking about the Kiawah Triathlon. It's a great event they have every year. Kind of famous in the area. A lot of people come out for that. She's going to talk about that event and other parts of recreation that they have here. I'm a big health and wellness guy, obviously, and one of my favorite reasons for coming are all the activities, and Beth is going to bring that to us when we come back. We'll talk with Beth Puckett right here at Kiawah Island Golf Resort. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. And then also taking more questions about your health.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
AAA 283-7272. Get Well Radio, Healthy Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Our food for the day, remember, food is our best medicine. Many times, that is. We're going to talk about papayas. Papayas have a lot of great health benefits in our overall health scheme of things. Amazing that what can actually grow outside can play such a big role in their health. Well, you know that the processed foods you've been eating over the last many years is probably what brought on a lot of the disease or health challenges that you might be facing with or your loved ones. A lot of what we have and what we see, we do to ourselves. American Cancer Society said that 2/3 of most cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow, but the decision is up to you. What kind of choice are you going to make? Good ones or bad ones? It's up to you. Papayas, deliciously sweet, they say, with kind of a musky undertone, but they're a spherical or pear-shaped fruit that can be as long as about 20 inches, and the ones commonly found in supermarkets average about 7 inches and up to weighing about a pound, and the flesh is a rich orange color with either yellow or pink hues. But they have a component in them called papain, which is extracted to make digestive enzymes in most dietary supplements. And it's also in some chewing gums.
that's phenomenal as far as increasing the digestion. It has plenty of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, B vitamins, folate, pantothenic acid, which is really important for our adrenal glands, our body stress glands, potassium and magnesium, and also fiber. Now, together, all these nutrients really promote the health of the cardiovascular system, and especially the digestive enzyme papain, which is used like bromelain. It's found in pineapple, but it's used to treat sports injuries and help cases of trauma, and also help break down the excess proteins in the body for people that deal with allergies. It helps break down that histamine that we see so much. But it's an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin E, also vitamin A, and these nutrients help prevent oxidation of cholesterol in the body. So it's also a big player with blood vessel issues for the plaquing of the arterial walls throughout the body where we get concerned about in heart attacks or strokes. So vitamin E and vitamin C play a big role, and they're found equally in the papaya, and it can inhibit or lower the LDL cholesterol, the HD, or the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the bad guys. And it can bring up the HDL cholesterol, which are the good guys. They're also a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower cholesterol levels. It's just amazing with what it has. And also can help lower homocysteine. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people don't talk about homocysteine, but let's talk about it for just a moment. It is a blood test that we do. You can check for homocysteine levels. And homocysteine, you do not want to get elevated because it can cause issues with the heart. But also it can cause issues with brain chemistry. So depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of those can be affected by homocysteine levels. It is the breakdown of an amino acid called methionine. And if methionine is not broken down very well, then of course you can have higher homocysteine levels. It can play a big role as far as your brain chemistry, as far as depression and anxiety. And that's when a lot of people have to start taking medications. And for the heart issue, if it gets really elevated, it shows a strong amount of inflammation around the heart. It can lead to some potentially scary situations. So papaya, great food for your overall health, has a lot of great benefits, something to look at and keep in the refrigerator or keep near the cupboard. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jerry in Canton, Ohio. I'm 16, and this year I'll be playing football from a high school. I need to beef up a little. And the coach says I need to eat more. What do you think? Well, you just make sure you're getting three meals a day if you really want to do it right. Three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's good to do liquid like protein shakes, but make sure they're good hormone-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-like Food Balance or something like that. You can get that at Lifestyle Research. But it's really important to make sure you got the right kind of nutrients coming in. You just don't want to go eat a bunch of junk food to put on the calories and put on the weight. It's not going to help the long-term goal of what you're looking for. You're 16, so you're young. And you could probably eat anything you want. But it's really important for you, Jerry, to focus on putting the good kind of foods in. All right, good lean quality proteins, good carbohydrates. You know, when you play a lot of ball, you can do some starchy carbohydrates with your vegetables. You know, like sweet potatoes, brown rice, those are always great. So focus on some of that and watch the weight stay where it needs to and even gain some muscle in the process. Protein is the key. Don't forget that. And it can function so well for you to put on the muscle mass that you need to. Typically what they say is 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. So you can figure that out. I think athletes, me personally, that's what the research is. Me personally, Jerry, I think, and what I apply to my own life, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Let's go to Charlotte now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. I was calling because I had a heart attack about a year ago in April. And right after I had my heart attack, when I come home from the hospital within a few days of being home, I had problems with my esophagus. It felt like from my throat all the way down, just felt like it was completely raw. And I would get these pains in between my shoulder blades, and my boyfriend would rub my shoulder blade for me, which would kind of help eventually with the raw feeling to go away. But when he would do that, it would send a sensation. It felt like his fingers was literally inside my esophagus pushing out towards my chest. It's just a really weird sensation, but it was painful. And it just continued to get worse. And so October of last year, they did a scope and took a biopsy of my esophagus and said they couldn't find anything. But the pain continued to get worse. The raw feeling got stronger. And then about February, March of this year, I started noticing I was getting this, like, it felt like a real strong air pocket in my throat, in, like, my medicine, when I would take it, it would feel like it was getting stuck there. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, they did another scope in April and said still they couldn't find anything. And then just recently, it got to the point where now my medication, when I take it, it feels like it's getting stuck there. When I eat food, it feels like it's getting stuck. And sometimes it's so painful, it literally brings me to my knees. The pain is that intense. And then it's gotten to the point where now even just simple water, drinking water, it feels like it gets stuck in my throat. And I'm never hungry except for I get pain in my esophagus. Instead of, like, if you've ever been real hungry, hunger pain, mm-hmm. I get that up in my esophagus. I don't ever feel hungry in my stomach, but I do get hunger pains up into the higher part of my esophagus. And for whatever reason, just in the last month or so, when I wake up in the morning, I have that pain. And it's like, that's how I know I need to eat, because I can tell I'm hungry, but it's up in my esophagus. And I get, and it's just continued to get worse, but they can't seem to find anything. I do take probiotics every day. I don't know if it's maybe medication they have me taking that's irritating it. I'm on 2 blood pressure medicines. They also have me taking Crestor, which I really don't know why they had me taking that, because even when I had my heart attack, I didn't have a problem with cholesterol. Like, both my good and bad cholesterol levels were right on the money. 6 months later, when they checked my cholesterol, it was fine. And then this last April, when they checked it again, it was fine. But they're telling me I need to take it for preventative measures. But I don't have a problem with cholesterol. But I do take Crestor, which I've noticed since I've been on all this has just seemed to happen since my heart attack last year. I feel like I have arthritis in all my joints now. They ache, and I'm in so much pain, and I never had this before my heart attack. But I have the esophageal issue going on that it's just got worse to the point now where, like I said, even drinking liquids, it hurts. And so I don't know what to do, because the doctors can't seem to find anything going on. But so that's why I'm calling you. I listen to your show almost every day, and I know your stuff, so I need some help.
Well, it's okay. I mean, so the doctors right now, is everyone scratching their head? And
they're
just
like,
know?
Well, we can't find anything, you know, we can't find anything. And they're chalking it up to anxiety, but they claim I have anxiety, but I don't feel I do, because I don't have anything going on that would, you know, I mean, right after my heart attack, I probably did have some anxiety at that point. I had a massive heart attack, and it was, you know, it was a bad one. I almost didn't make it, but they saved me, thank God. But I'm sure that right after my heart attack, I may have had some anxiety going on, but everything pretty much resumed back to normal. So I don't know, you know, I don't know why I keep having this issue. It's gone from to where it's just a raw, painful feeling and in between my shoulder blades to now where, you know, I can feel like my throat and my esophagus, it feels like it's swollen all the time.
Do you smoke?
No, I did, you know, for years before I had my heart attack, but not.
And then you quit.
Yeah, after I had my heart attack, I quit doing that. I kept on caffeine. I started doing the probiotics every day. I eat my green vegetables every day, spinach leaves and all my dark greens. I do take the 2 blood pressure medicines in my Crestor, and I do take CoQ10. From listening to your show, I learned that I need to be taking that. I take that with vitamin E and vitamin C every day. I take my Larks every day, which is another strange thing. When I do any type of activity, that raw feeling in my esophagus gets much more intense.
Did they do an EGD? You may have told me this, but did they do an EGD, a scope, and check it all out, and you did not have a stricture, or you did have a stricture?
No, they did a scope, and they also did a biopsy on my esophagus, and they said everything came back normal. They couldn't
everything
see
was
all,
clear.
Yeah, they didn't see any ulcers. They didn't see any nothing going on there.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking is just, I mean, if there was any potential for, like, Barrett's esophagus or anything that potentially has some raw tissue in there, that could explain some of it. But if they've done all those tests, they've done the blood test, they've done all the different testing that needs to be done, EGD, the whole nine yards, and everybody's scratching their head, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we'll probably get down to the meat of it. So hang tight. We're going to the commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the esophageal issues that you're dealing with. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to some Healthy Talk Radio. You've got questions about your health, you want to call in, we're right here for you each and every night. If you've got questions we got answered, you want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to make it part of the show, or we can answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Now, going into the break, talking a little bit about some issues within esophagus. And we're talking with Charlotte. And Charlotte, you said that you've had every test under the sun. You've got a rawness in your esophagus, or you feel it constantly, or sometimes it comes and goes, but it's this raw feeling. And no one can seem to figure out what it is. You also have a pain in between your shoulder blades. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you've been to doctor after doctor, and just no one knows what to do.
They can't find anything.
Yeah, and you've had a heart attack. But you made it through.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, after the heart attack, is that when a lot of this began in the esophagus,
before? It was within just a few days of coming home from the hospital after my heart attack. And for the longest time, I thought it was continuous. You know, I thought I was having more heart attacks, but they kept going to the hospital, and they kept telling me that, no, your heart's fine, your heart's fine. And then in October, 6 months later, they did the scope and did a biopsy on my esophagus. That's when they started suspecting I was having esophageal issues, but then they were never able to find nothing, and this has been going on for 15, 16 months now, and it just went from bad to worse.
And certain foods, do they flare it up more than others?
No, actually, it doesn't really. I stay away from the spicy stuff because I'm smart enough to know better than that, but it doesn't really matter what I eat. It seems like when I eat, food going down hurts. And it's always like right after I'm done eating that I get this pain in my esophagus, in between my shoulder blades, but the whole time my esophagus is raw, like all the time, has a raw feeling.
What kind of surgery did you have on your heart?
They put a stent in the artery that was clogged,
okay.
It wasn't a cholesterol issue, though. They said it was from smoking, because I had smoked for 30 years. So that's what they say my heart attack was from. My cholesterol seems to be fine, and, you know, even now it still is, even though they had me taking Crestor.
I would talk to your doctor about the Crestor. I mean, here's the deal, okay? It's standard of care. If you have a heart attack or a stent, if you have any type of issue with your heart, there's a certain protocol they have to put you on, even to cover their cells. And it's debatable whether or not you need it or not. But, I mean, if your cholesterol levels are staying in good check, you might want to talk to them about it. You know, just kind of tell them it's your body and you would like to help make some decisions in that regard. And would they be open to working with you? Because if you get real radical about your diet and you start eating very well and really start watching your lifestyle choices, that can play a big role in your overall health. And, you know, sometimes you may not need the medicine if they're just doing it for more precautionary. But, again, you're going to have that talk with them and see what they say. But for the esophagus, here's the deal. If they'd done the EGD and there was no stricture and it looked completely fine, and they did a biopsy of the tissue and that came back clear, you know, there's no Barrett's esophagus, which can lead to potential cancer, then it has to be the result of the surgery where they did something that you don't know about, and sometimes that can happen.
But you're getting a lot of pain in between your shoulder blades, right in the spine, right?
Yes, right in between the shoulder blade.
Okay, well, here's some interesting news. The nerves that come out of the middle part of the area between the shoulder blades that you talk about, they innervate, and part of them innervate the esophagus. Now, remember, our body's made of three main areas. The mental side, that's our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, the subconscious mind, and you got the chemical side of our body, which we focus on quite a bit, and that's where medicine focuses a lot, and that is your body physiology, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And so many times we leave the structural side out, and it plays a big role, and we're all just scratching our heads, and no one can figure it out when maybe you've got an issue with T2, T3, T4 in the thoracic spine, that's kind of your upper middle back, and or even down around T5, T6. And it could be affecting other organ systems because the nerves are like the power cords. They're like electric cords that go to the body, and they can affect different organ systems in different areas. And so having someone evaluate that, I think, would be a smart move. And a good physician to go to would be an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. They look at these areas. Most of your MDs aren't going to look at that. Or a DC, which would be a chiropractic physician. They will look at that area as well and see if they can't. If there is an instability or dysfunction in that area, they will be sure to figure out a way to keep it at a peak level. So that might be something you want to look into, seeing one of those doctors and having them do kind of their own evaluation of what's going on and see if they can't come up with a game plan or a battle plan of what could be causing it. And so, you know, there could be some form of spasm that's going on. So there could be some deficiencies that you have, like magnesium or potassium. So those are some things to look into, and blood work can determine that. So anyway, I would get some evaluation done to see if it's not structural, because the constant pain between your shoulder blades, that leads me to think there is a nerve component that could be affecting it. Maybe that happened during surgery, maybe not, but it's there, it sounds like. And the body's telling you something. That's where the symptoms come from. And so get that checked out, keep you posted. All right, thanks for being a great listener, and thanks for the call. It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.